section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Racist jokes.
Blake, are you going to do your Asian accent?
Coming to you live from Long Dong, China, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Instant Lotto, Dustin versus Blake round two, you, me, and Eli make three, highbrow on the low end, it's just true, and a gift card to Radio Shack with your co-host, The Voice, intern Heather, and me, the bottle cap kid. And now your host, Blake!
Welcome everyone to episode 227 of A Burns and IP. I am your host of the podcast, and you got... Blake Clayton, and we are glad you're here with us this evening, this morning, this afternoon, whenever you're finding the time to listen to us. We appreciate you being here. If it wasn't for you, we would still be here talking to ourselves. And to here to talk to you this evening, along with me, I have a group of talented young adults. Well, two of the three are young adults. First, our news expert, our wine expert, and just our all-around smiles of girliness, welcome intern Heather.
My smiles are particularly female, particularly girly. It's good to be here.
That was a shitty clap, by the way.
That's all I know.
And
it's
now,
shit claps.
When you want to know what this guy is up to, you just check a couple of social medias. First, you can check Untappd to see what he's drinking.
Yep.
You can then check Facebook to see what his Woman Crush Wednesday is.
That's a thing.
That's Instagram.
Yeah.
And then, and what makes me mad is his girlfriend never puts me as her Man Crush Monday.
Well, I mean, it's an atrocity. I'm angry.
Okay, this isn't your time.
They could have a toddler crush
you
Tuesday,
at me.
And you could put the cutest toddler you've seen in a while on.
Yeah, Jared from Subway does that all the time.
15 years. Let's welcome the voice, Dustin.
Hello, hello, hello. But Blake, you know you're always my Man Crush Monday.
Oh, that's good. That's a modern compliment.
You know, it's really nice of him to say, but he never posts it for the world.
I did one time.
You did one time.
Why don't you ever take me out and compliment me?
And then finally, he does all the printing for the show.
Yeah.
He is the flannel expert. Mm-hmm. Each one of us has an expert in something. Isn't that what's...
Beautiful. That's what brings us together is a nice family.
I know what you're all experts in, and I'm glad mine's flannel.
It's the Bottle Cap Kid. Jason.
Hey. I'm here to record.
Every couple Mondays we get together, and we decide we should do some cool stuff. But this time, we decided to do some other stuff. Usually this is the time in the show where I talk about some of my personal issues.
Oh, great. Here we go again.
I got two personal issues. I am addicted to Instant Lotto tickets.
Uh-oh. Is this a self-intervention or something?
It's pretty much, yeah.
You bring yourself to the
I'm Menti's. Bringing you guys.
You're very aware.
I need support right now.
I'm bringing you guys around the table.
We're
to
the
help
ones
me.
Caught off guard.
I need help.
You know, at first it was just, it's cute, let's get the boys some scratch-off tickets once in a while, and, you know, they win $2, they think it's $1 million, you know, so it's cute. Then it's, if you guys are going to scratch them off, I want to scratch one off. And then it became, here, Molly, now you get to have one, too. Oh, and by the way, I've moved up to $5 ones instead of $2 ones. Oh, by the way, now I'm buying $10 ones.
You're not the annoying person at the checkout line that scratches them off at the counter while I'm wanting to just pay for my $10 in gas and leave.
No,
he's a very polite addict.
Yeah, I take him home. I drink it.
It's a secret shame. You want to do it in the comfort of your own home away from prying eyes.
I don't even do it in the car. I wait till I get home and I sit at the table and we all get around the table and we do them.
And then you sit in the bathtub and rock back and forth. I'm so dirty. So dirty. So dirty.
Like as if you bought a DVD only. You just bought a ticket you're going to scratch a number off of.
Right. Well, and the one that I, there's a crossword one. It's like a $5.
That one is so good.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a candy cane. It's a candy cane crossword one.
Why is it good?
It's not good.
It's just something more.
You feel
more
like
scratches.
It's educational, but it really isn't.
You get your $5 worth because it takes you longer. Like
oh,
kid,
yeah.
The kids scratch
the
off.
Amount of time that I took to scratch it.
Well, here's the thing. I have yet to win on that, and I've played. Huh. I've bought maybe 10 of them, and I refuse to stop buying them until I win.
You're going
to
hit sometime.
Do you pay attention to the numbers on there?
The numbers.
Okay, so do you get it out of a machine, or do you get it from a person?
The person rips them off the roll.
So you never want to get, there's like an issue number in the corner, and you don't ever want to get under 100 because those are never winners. So you want to get high numbers because it's just a bigger chance.
Them? Yeah, return,
you can ask
them.
Be like, hey, what's the issue number? What's the thing
this
in the corner? Yeah, if they're not a huge asshole, then you know that. Because I have a friend who loves herself some instant gambling.
Now, see, I find myself like I don't go to the same place either. Like I go to multiple places. So on Halloween night, I won like $60 total for the day.
How
right?
much did you spend?
Oh, maybe 20.
Okay.
So I went about 40.
Yeah, I wanted to know what your profit was.
But ever since then, I've been on a losing streak. Ah. The boys have been on a losing streak. Garrett was like, had won, he was up like $40. But now all of a sudden, so I get the crossword ones. I never win. I can't stop buying them until I win. You know, like, I feel like I have to have some kind of justification.
I feel you. Those are so fun.
He's like Homer Simpson. Liberty Bell. Liberty Bell.
Go! They're making money. You're not going
to
win.
Well, yeah. And here's the thing is I'm not wanting to win too much because the state's broke and I don't want an IOU. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I only want to win $600 or less. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so like everybody's like, oh, I want that, you know, $2,500 for
you're
life.
Like, let's not dream too big.
Right. I'm like, I just want to get what I can get now.
Right.
So
it's very scrappy of you.
So I'm on a losing streak, which puts me to my second thing. My friend Dustin.
Yep.
We talked about how.
Oh, you're Dustin?
I'm Dustin.
Hey, Dustin.
Hi.
On week 10, I guess it was. Week 10, we're a little bit behind.
Yeah.
He already beat me one time in fantasy football.
That I did.
Now, this one was even more important. There was so much at stake.
There's a round one bye playoff implications.
Right. So, since he beat me the first time, he already had the
upper hand.
Yeah.
I was the higher seed.
And he kicked my ass on this one, so I'm now.
I'll be fair. I didn't kick your ass. It was close, you know. Like it was down to my last player, and if they'd have had a god awful game, you probably would have won.
Well, but the thing is like I was watching that last Monday night game, and like I was down by maybe 0.5 points with like in the fourth quarter, and then his quarterback throws like a 20-yard reception, and then I was no good. So Dustin has pwned me.
Yep.
For this year, but I hope we meet in the playoffs.
Yeah,
you guys. You'll
have
league?
To. Yeah, you'd have to win. I'm trying to picture.
I'm just gonna win until I play you again.
Yeah, I guess maybe in the final four.
Right now, this is like the moment where Dustin is like Kobe Bryant going to like a middle school, and some kid's like, "I'm gonna play with you someday."
Are you that good at fantasy football?
In some leagues,
Kobe
yes.
level.
In,
yeah.
In some, well, in some leagues, no. I'm in four.
Four.
Yeah.
Is there still joy in four?
I'm going to drop one of them for next season. And what's bad is my own league is the one I'm doing the worst in. My team has just been riddled with injuries.
It's your league because you started it, or you're the commissioner?
I'm the commissioner. Okay. Yeah, and it's mostly my friends and stuff. And yeah, I've lost
one,
my quarterback. I lost a running back. No. I'm in a different league with Blake. Well, he brought me into this one.
The one that you guys are in together, what are you guys ranked?
1 and 2. 1 and 2.
Well,
wow, really?
We got the Hot Cosbys.
Well,
they're ranked number one, but if I had their schedule, I'd be 10-0.
In our division, we're in the same division.
Yeah.
And we're 1 and 2.
But I'm like 8-2, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Or something like that.
Not bad. Not bad.
Normally, we don't get any fan feedback, which is surprising because every episode we tell people the web address.
And we try to offend people.
And we try to offend.
We want backlash.
But on I think it was on the 14th of November, about I got a somebody had left a comment on IBWIP.com.
Really? Oh, awesome.
Yeah, this is.
It wasn't me.
It's very old. It was from a picture. When we had Cocker and he was traveling the country, we had a statue of a rooster, and we would send him, and then the next person would send him to somebody else, and they would take pictures.
Oh, like a Flat Stanley type of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, but it was cooler than Flat Stanley.
Fat cock?
But I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what to say to this. I'm going to try to read this verbatim. This is super cool. What a great idea! I just bought a bunch after reading your post. I'm thinking it will be fun end of summer event with my friends and their kids. the weekend before school starts. A summer send-off. Thanks for sharing, and happy birthday to Big Girl.
And this was in November, beginning of school?
Yeah, because the picture was like 6 years old.
Happy birthday to Big Girl.
Happy birthday, Big Girl.
I was like, let's see, my ex-wife was not on this show back then. So, thanks for the fan feedback, I guess.
Who's the person?
Was it a robot?
I don't think it was a robot.
Just someone Googling on the internet, like, what kind of fun end of summer activities can I get involved in?
Her name was Jill. Her name was Jill. So,
IBWIP number one, USA big time fun.
Right. IBWIP on Pinterest.
If I am a prince.
Big girl fun.
I am a prince of podcasts here in Lithuania. From time to time, we like to bring in a young podcaster to be. And his mom doesn't like him being on the show, but we do it anyway. So let's play his intro.
I can't say I blame her.
Let's play his intro music while he comes in from the green room.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear. I'm a jelly bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a moving, moving jelly.
We have with us a little Eli, and this is our segment called You, Me, and Eli Makes Three. And I thought it would be a great idea, since Christmas is on its way, for Eli to write a letter to Santa Claus and talk to him a little bit about Christmas, and then go ahead and have him leave the room and us read our letters to Santa Claus. So, Eli, welcome to the show.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and you're doing great as well. So, we had you write a letter to Santa. Do you want to read this into the microphone?
Sure. Dear Santa, I can't wait for my elf Cole to come back from the North Pole. He can be silly sometimes. I would like to get one chubby puppy that is brown and white and a Clixo fast spinner thing.
Slow down, cowboy.
I would like
louder, but slow down.
A giant stuffed giraffe and elephant. Both are standing up. I think I have been both good and bad. One of the good things I have done is I helped my mom clean the apartment. It would also love the Connect Four game. Your friend, Eli.
Very, very good.
Not bad.
He's being honest. Mm-hmm. I like that.
He's being upfront. He's saying, Santa, listen, sometimes I do all right, sometimes I don't, but here are the things I want. Eli, that was a very good letter. That was a very good letter to Santa. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Can you sing a little bit for us?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't know.
It's your favorite song.
Yeah, sometimes.
He's like...
That's the most important part.
What other stuff were we supposed to ask you? What's your favorite part about Christmas? What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Opening presents and spending time with my family.
Aww. That looks very well scripted. Very good job. No. We like to spend time with you, too. So, now, it says on here, you're wanting the Connect Four game. I think Santa Claus can do that. What have you played that game at school?
On the computer, yes.
They have it on the computer. Do you want it on the computer, or do you want the original?
I just want the, like, board game.
All right, the original. And it also says here, you want a stuffed giraffe and elephant.
Standing giant up?
Is that we're talking like they used to be real, and he wants a deceased one that's been taxidermied.
Oh, my friend had a stuffed squirrel for Christmas one year. That's what she wanted.
You want
like a life-size elephant that's stuffed.
A real one.
I think that's illegal.
Yeah, you can't have that.
I loved Eli's face when he like fully came to the realization of what we were talking about.
It's kind of like this big, and dressed like this big.
So it doesn't have ivory tusks or anything like that. Okay. Mm, all right. I'm on board then.
What would you do now? You said Cole is on here. You love your elf Cole. Cole is from the North Pole, and he comes and stays with you. When does he usually show up?
Like first day of December.
All right, and he just does silly things throughout the month, and he's a silly guy, huh?
We talked to him last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked to him. We had him on the show. Do you think that? Do you get kind of bored with Cole having the same outfits all the time?
Kind of.
Okay, that's what I wanted to say. Well, Eli, I hope Santa Claus brings you everything that you want from I know Santa Claus personally. I have his phone number and his email, because I told you I had his email address the other night.
He's a fan of the show.
He's a fan. He listens to the show all the time. So he knows that you've done a very good job on your guest appearances this year. So happy Merry Kwanzaa to you, and I hope you have a great holiday.
Once Cole did this thing last year, he wrapped toilet paper around the Christmas tree, and at the end it said, "I'm back."
Oh, all right. Well, thanks a lot, Eli. Did a great job. We'll play his outro music, then we'll go ahead and read our letters to Santa. Thanks again, Eli. I'm a jelly bear. Supposedly on his rider, he was to get some stuff out of the refrigerator. I guess cookies and stuff. He's like, if I'm going to be on this show.
He's a real diva.
Yeah. These are the things I have to have. Now, does anybody have a clean version of the Santa since he's still in the room?
Yeah, mine doesn't have any swears.
Okay, Dustin, why don't you go ahead and read your letter to Santa Claus.
Okay. Dear Santa, I've got a few requests this year. I think I've been on good behavior, for the most part. See? That's what I said. I appreciate
honestly,
it.
Yeah. It's the only policy in my book.
First off, I want beer. Not just beer, but good beer. Craft beer. And I want all of it. I want you to fill that bottomless bag of yours with a bottle of every beer in the country, and I want you to put them in my house. You see, I recently started a podcast called Drunken Lullabies on a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse, and we review craft beer. So I need this beer to have an unlimited amount of show content, and it would really be a big help.
Very good.
Next,
oh,
if you could have Anna Kendrick lose my number, that'd be great. There was a time when I enjoyed getting late-night phone calls and text messages from her, but the ship has sailed. I've moved on, and I'm quite happy with Brianna now. I don't need Miss Pitch Perfect trying to screw things up for me. So if you could hack into her phone and delete me, that'd be fantastic. Her passcode is my birthday, 1004. Also, if you could make David Bowie go on tour in the U.S. next year, I'd really appreciate it, preferably in St. Louis or Chicago. And finally, I've got these student loans that are kind of annoying. I'd have a lot more money for concerts and dates if those just disappeared. So see what you can do. Thanks, dude. Dustin.
Very good. Very, very, very good.
Here, very real.
You're on a dude name basis with him?
Yeah, we're close.
That's pretty good.
Heather?
All right.
Are you okay? Or do you...
No, I just put chapstick on.
Okay.
We're good.
I was like, she's getting out of gun. We're all going to die. She's like, here's my letter.
Santa, yeah.
Here's my letter, Santa.
Boom, boom, boom. Blah, pop blah. A cap in your ass, Santa. Jeez. All right. So I worked really hard on this. Thanks, Dustin, for reminding me 10 minutes ago. So we'll see what I came up with. All right.
Hold on, you were driving here 10 minutes ago, right? Or did you do it
no,
right here?
No, yeah, like Dustin was like, and you have your letters for Santa? And I said, oh,
I was
no.
making a list and checking it twice.
Yeah.
Okay, I was picturing you writing it while you were
while
driving.
While I was driving? No, I only do news stories while I do that. Yeah. Santa, hello. I've given this lots of thought. I promise. I want shoes. I want notebooks. I want donations to third world countries and little cows for starving kids. I hated Tim Allen as you. I need long boots with no heel and short boots with tall heels, and I need underpants. Thanks, Dustin, for reminding me.
Of the underwear?
Just right. Of the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Is there a specific kind of underwear you want him to bring you? I mean, you want sexy underwear or just granny panties or like
just
period?
Just underpants in general. There's many days no underwear, so.
Oh, really? That's you and Molly have something in common. But you know, I know that I've been around the ladies for a long time, and I know there's sexy underwear for I know I'm going to have sex tonight.
Yeah.
Then there's like period panty.
So what I'm looking for is like pants, but they don't have any legs, and they're just like a piece that you put around your midsection.
A bathing
that's
suit.
It. Yeah, I just am looking for underpants like that.
Oh,
that's what I'm looking for.
Does your mom
for.
Always tell you to bring a bathing suit?
She does tell me to bring a bathing suit. You know, that is a quick fix, though. If you don't have a bra or underwear, you can just wear your bathing suit.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Why except not? If you get the top, then you have the halter, and you can see it in the back, and that's always not great. So, Santa, please just bring the boots and underwear of any sort.
Everything else is too confusing. Jason, do you want to give yours real quick? Oh, yeah, maybe not real quick. I'll go ahead and go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Oh, come on.
No, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. My letter to Santa is as follows. Are you there, Santa? It's me, Jason. Well, Nick, I'm all grown up, and it's been a long time since I've written you. I apologize for not getting in contact sooner, but you know, it's a two-way street. Excuse me. I have a daughter now, and she'll be 10 years old in a few months. Wow, time does fly. We're both getting really excited about you coming to drop off presents, and I promise that we've been really good this year. We didn't spit on any homeless people or create any kind of highfalutin computer program that would put the fractions of a penny from a large financial transaction to a secret bank account with my name on it. In fact, we both brushed our teeth 4 to 5 times a week, and I think I remember holding the door for an elderly person. Actually, that last one may have been something I saw on television, but intentions are 9/10 of the law, right?
Right.
Anyway, how are you? Any new elves this year? I remember a while back you were talking about getting rid of Eddie. How's his club foot? Did they end up removing it? It smelled bad. Anyway, how's the missus? How's her club foot? Did they end up removing it? It smelled bad. Okay, let's get down to it. My daughter has confirmed that she is sending her own list, so I will proceed with what I'm looking for this year. Please bring me the following in no particular order. Silly putty. But not too silly. I'm an adult now. Blu-ray pornography. The internet is too dangerous to watch porn on now, and my Norton antivirus is expired. Norton antivirus. I'm already sick of the same 3 Blu-ray pornos and want to stream boobies without fear. One of those Carvel ice cream black cards that give you free ice cream for life. A Carvel ice cream store, as there's not one locally to use my new card. A pretty tall and classy top hat size XXL. I've got a large head and I carry a lot with me. There's a lot of real estate up there I'm not taking advantage of. A guitar that won't get dusty. I have no intention of using it, but it will be in my corner to impress ladies when they come over, and if they see dust on it, they'll know I'm full of shit. And they can't know that till after I've lain with them. So that's it from me. As always, I'll put a little something for you out there, ginger snaps, if I'm not mistaken, and I'll leave the garbage can open if the reindeer want to pick through it or whatever. Have a great year, and we'll see you at the mall. Love, Jason. P.S. I bought a non-religious advent calendar. P.P.S. Why are there so many club foots up there?
Very good. That was very good. Yep. The advent calendar, me and Dustin and Heather all have tears in it because it was such an emotional ride.
It was beautiful.
It was from the heart.
But
my heart.
You mentioned the advent calendar. Dustin and his drunken lullabies.
Yep.
You're doing an advent calendar for
of a different sort.
Another plug for drunken lullabies
of the adult variety. We have a beer.
Him and his girlfriend donated a lot, so this is
how we're sponsoring the show. we do a beer advent calendar where we went and bought 24 different beers, and then we wrap them up all pretty, and then you get a random one every night, and you drink it, and you post it on our Facebook page and say what you're drinking and what you think of it. Molly is participating.
Yeah. Oh, is that why she got into that?
That's why she got into it. Okay. And we didn't go with the fancy wrapping. We just took brown paper sacks.
Well, I wasn't either. Last year I wrapped mine in newspaper and just shoved them in my fridge. And then Brianna bought my beer this year and I bought hers, so that way it's really a surprise for what we're drinking. Mm. And she started wrapping mine all nice and pretty and made me like a special box for it. And I was like, man, I gotta like step it up a little bit. So I got some tissue paper and I was making a custom box. And
I like how the box says, I love you more than beer.
Yeah, I said, I love you more than beer.
So
and I really love beer.
When you're at home and you open your refrigerator, all you see are presents.
Technically, yes.
That's pretty great.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
So, yeah, join in. Look us up. Drunken Lullabies Podcast on Facebook. Advent calendar. Go buy some.
You can go to FCFnetwork.com and go to the show page and all your links to your Untapped, your
Y'all Instagram, are shameless.
Everything. We're all
Y'all
on
are shameless.
Blake, surely you have something that you would like to say to old St. Nick.
But now I feel like I should read it because it's not near as funny as your guys'.
All right, on to the next thing.
But I've spent time on it, so I'm going to read it anyway. Okay. Pardon me, because I have a fourth grade reading level. Dear Santa, hey buddy, how you been? I know that I haven't wrote you in a while, like 33 years, I think. But I was hoping that you would take a few minutes to review my quote-unquote wish list for this year's holiday season. Since I became a father, I feel like I've gotten screwed by you and the elves. Nothing like waking up on Christmas morning and coming downstairs and seeing that you have broken into my house. Left tons of toys for my kids that actually I pay for, and then they never play with them. So this year, I thought I would see if you would manage to make this 40-year-old's Christmas wishes come true with just a few things. First, a house, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, with a full basement, maybe even a nice garage. Now, I know that what you're thinking is, Blake, it's a little extreme, don't you think? Not really. If you think about it, the buzzer sounds. If you think about it, okay, I'll wait.
Show's over.
If you think about it, you have flying reindeer and only work one day a year. I have a used car. I work 50 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, and seems like a pretty legit request, in my opinion. Mm. Number two, I would really like to see a reunite of ABBA for a U.S. tour. Of course, I would like them to play in Peoria on that tour, and I would like to get front row seats and backstage passes. They're all still alive, right, Dustin?
Yeah, I just don't know if they're speaking.
But oh.
Yeah, I think so.
They don't have
because
to talk.
Of disease?
All right.
Vows of silence.
By this time next year, I would like to see FCF Network have 1 million downloads. Now, that isn't too much to ask if you break it down, the numbers. First, that's 19,230 downloads a week, which comes to 2,747 downloads a day. Which then breaks down to 114 downloads an hour.
That's not bad. That's
114.
You say it like that.
It's super doable, don't you think? And finally, I wish that all my friends and family don't get tired of me for another year. I truly love them all, even Big E, and cherish having them in my life. If you're feeling extra awesome, I have a secret list of people who I would like to have whacked. I mean, disappear, if you know what I mean. You can get with me one-on-one about those. I don't really want to write them down or say them due to legal reasons. Well, Santa, I hope to see you soon. Take care and give Mrs. Claus a big old smack on the rear for me. I know how much she likes a little rough play in the back. Sincerely, the podcasting god, Blake. So there it is.
Wow. Yeah. I like how we both are wanting, you know, musical...
Yeah,
tours.
Well, there was a lot of things. Like when you start reading yours, I was like, "Is he going to read mine verbatim?" Because I was like, "Hey, buddy, how you know?" Yeah. And you were like, "Hey,
you guys,
dude.
All three were very chummy with Santa." How many years did your family do Santa?
I finished. I stopped 2 years ago. I was doing it till early 30s.
Okay, weird.
Yeah.
Why? Hold on. Why is that weird?
I never did Santa.
Why not?
Oh, because you're a PK?
Because my parents just told... No, my parents were just like, Santa's not real. Deal with it.
We buy you this. Be nice to us. Screw that gold guy.
1 year I attempted to do Santa when I was in kindergarten, and I just put out like wafers, and my dad wrote me a nice note. He was like, this is from Santa. Thanks so much.
I thought Santa likes the Eucharist.
Santa just left a thank you card and no gifts.
I thought he was going to write like, thanks for the cookies. This is your dad. Santa's not real. I swear I told you that 10,000 times.
Well, my sister made sure to set me straight that was dad's handwriting. You know, so she definitely
all that
kept
stuff,
that joy for me. Yeah.
All that stuff I think you should do, because when you're young, you believe in magic. Let them have that time in their life where magic is real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Is that how do you do it, Dustin? Like, how do you guys have done it?
Oh, go ahead. You want to go? Go ahead.
Well, she's 13 now, so yeah.
But still.
I have a really good quote.
But when she was little, right?
Yeah, for sure.
How long did she do it till?
I would say, I think it was like fourth grade was probably the last year.
I'm on my last
year.
And
we went out with a bang. Like, I filled the entire living room full of stuff because it was like, this is the last year. We're going to do it proper.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah. So, I took a picture. It was so impressive.
You wrapped socks individually.
Right.
No, I had a really good year financially that year and got a really good bonus. And I, you know, decided let's have some fun.
I think for us, you know, we still have the key that we leave, like the antique key that we leave outside the door. Mm. And then we put reindeer food out there.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay,
with the glitter and the oatmeal.
Like grains and stuff.
Yeah.
They want to eat glitter? Is that what I just heard?
Huh?
You feed them glitter?
How do you think
you
they
think
fly?
You think the reindeer eat glitter?
I thought that's what their poop looks like.
That's true.
And I think the elf on the shelf thing is
Creepy as fuck.
Is creepy. Well, you know, it's a great idea if you think about it, because it kind of takes away from the whole Santa Claus thing.
I'll be watching you.
But the problem is you don't realize how many days you have to come up with original stuff, because these kids go, oh, he did that already. That's not, you know.
Isn't there a book out or like a website that you can
there's tons of them. You can just pick from here.
If you want to spend like 6 hours setting up.
Right, exactly. Yeah, if you want to stay. It's like Christmas Eve when you have to stay up and put a bike together
every
a dollhouse. It's like that every day.
And a lot of parents probably, it's really good for the first week. And then you start losing steam, and then by the end, it's just like
he's
in the pantry.
Yeah, just throwing.
He's eating cereal.
He's in the aquarium.
Yeah,
upside down.
It's lazy.
Yeah, my sister is like an art major, and so like that's her way of being creative is like creating the Santa or the Elf on the Shelf shit.
We're playing Password, and your time is up.
Your time is
up. The Jewish people have their version of Elf on a Shelf. I don't know if you guys heard. It's called a Mensch on a Bench.
No, that heard. Sounds cute, yes, though. What's a Mensch?
A Mensch is like Yiddish for a good person. Or L'chaim. Like a L'chaim, that's right. So it's Yiddish for like a good person. So,
is there like a particular outfit that a good person wears? Or do they just like, he's probably dressed up as like a
Hasid
person.
Or something. He's probably got the curls and everything.
Yeah.
A Hasid?
Hasidic Jew.
Hey, do you want to do a little bonus? Blake's, you want to do Blake's ass affirmations? We didn't have it scheduled. Do you want to do it real quick?
Yeah,
hey,
sure.
Do it.
Okay. Let's do it.
Confirm that ass.
All right, we won't spend too much time analyzing these because they'll blow your fucking mind.
Just give us the top 30.
Top 30. Blake's affirmations. From time to time, I get philosophical. I jot things down, and just things for you to ponder. You know, we might discuss a couple of these, but I just want you to take these with you. So, listeners, get your pen and paper ready, and we'll go ahead and start with these. And feel free if you have something to say. You know, we have plenty of time. We have all the time in the world. This is free. Number one, a swollen belly doesn't always mean you're full.
It also can mean you're pregnant.
It also can
be like alien,
or you're bloated from not eating. You're starving.
That's right.
Even a gorilla has a tender touch.
Oh boy, I think we learned that in Johnson City, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, that's wow. So much. Where does this knowledge come from?
It just blows my mind when I write in. Heather, you're going to really enjoy this one.
Can't wait.
A female can't get prego if you come in her house from the back door.
Huh. Oh. Okay.
Just you know. You'll always know
facts.
It's not crap.
It's a fact or crap.
It's just facts.
Everything's connected in there. You got to be able to get pregnant from that, can't you?
No.
Everything's all connected back there.
You just touch it, and that's pregnant.
Right.
It's all just
tubes. You think
about
it,
cavities.
Look at Mary. Everyone has a pile of shit or two in their yard. Mm. Some people choose not to clean it up.
Ooh, I like that.
That's good.
If I do, but I want to know who's leaving it, because I don't have any pets, and I'm certainly not defecating all my lawn.
But it also means that you
I do have that one weird neighbor. It's probably them.
You're taking it too literal. You're taking it too literal.
Yeah, man. Look beyond.
Look beyond the poop.
Come on, bro.
Oh, you're talking about my trees. They look shitty.
Okay, we'll go ahead and skip it. Listeners, please, I hope, don't listen to Dustin on these. All right, this one's going to blow your fucking mind. Finding 32 cents in the washing machine is better than finding 2 quarters in the dryer.
What?
You're
blowing my mind.
Little John's here.
Do you want me to explain it to you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, if you're doing a load of laundry in a washing machine, you pull all the clothes out and you find 32 cents.
Good find.
Good find, right?
Good find.
Throw it all down there at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Scoop, scoop, scoop.
Now,
in my pocket.
The only way you're going to find 2 quarters in the dryer is if they're banging off all kinds of stuff the whole time it's rotating. Then you open it up to try to find them so you can finish it, and you have to dig through all the clothes to find out where they are.
I hate that.
And that's worth 18 cents of your time.
Right?
Damn, that's worth 18 cents of your time.
So you're saying easy money is better than money earned?
No, I'm saying it's...
From hard work.
It's... Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Or just...
That's an instant lotto thoughts going back in.
Check your pockets before you do laundry.
You have an instant lotto mental.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Number 6. Life is like a game of cricket. Hmm. It takes forever and nobody knows the rules, but there is a paddle.
That's true.
It's a little sex joke there.
With the paddle part?
Yeah.
Or the cricket part?
Cricket part. Because that's what he hears paddles? When he has sex.
It takes forever.
Heather, do you want a guy that can go all night, or a guy that just
here we go,
quick and rockin' world? I mean, do you want? Do you want?
Are you saying that a guy who can go all night is not rockin'?
No, I'm just saying, do you want a marathon or do you want like a sprint?
Let me just jump in here. I think you need to listen to Sex with Heather only on FCFNetwork.com.
Bingo.
Sex with Heather.
Sex with Heather.
Very good. Maybe I wrote that on purpose like that.
Oh. Okay. Well, damn, I need to take advantage of my plugs. I really need to use the outlets in the room.
You cannot have a bare-knuckle fight with a donkey and expect it to be a fair fight.
Is it because they don't have knuckles?
No knuckles.
Yep. No knuckles.
Oh, wow.
All right. This one is my favorite. And I read these to Jason prior to you guys showing up, and he gave me the same look my wife did when I read this to her.
Crickets. Oh.
Okay. Crickets, yes.
Okay.
Oh, no, there's no crickets. It's a definite response.
All right.
Abstinence does not make the heart grow fonder. It just leads to rape.
All roads lead to rape on this show.
I mildly believe that.
You mildly believe that?
I mildly believe that something about keeping yourself from performing basic human acts builds up and can cause, you know, people to act irrationally when they don't understand their meat suit.
Pinching the hose.
And you probably are going to talk about that sometime on Sex with Heather at
Sex
FCF.
With Heather, yes. I have a podcast, you guys. I talk about sex.
It's not about
me.
Rape.
Well, not sex with me, like talk about that, but I talk about sex, and I'm there.
Where can people, folks, find that?
On FCFnetwork.com.
Okay. Two more. Sometimes when you think the mountain is too high to climb, you just need to remember that an ant can lift 5,000 times his weight.
But 5,000 times his weight is a leaf.
No, it's a mountain.
Ain't no mountain high enough. I had a follow-up question for Heather.
Yeah.
Is she having a sex advent calendar?
Ooh.
With sex positions?
I don't know what that would be, but that sounds
fun. Sex positions every day.
That's kind of what I was thinking. You get out the Kuma, the Kama Sutra.
Or the Kuma Sutra.
If it's cold outside.
That sounds kind of fun, yeah. I'll
yeah.
That.
Sexual advent.
Check her Facebook page for, it's probably
daily
not safe for work.
Daily pictures and updates.
just put a diagram of anyone over today. Like, yep.
We'll just put like our hospital figures. Bracelets
yep.
after like
we
day
did this.
30.
We did this last night. Trust me.
I'm all scammed.
We did the
up.
Laughing Jackal.
I stood on my head for 3 hours for this one.
He was a marathon runner. All right, last one. A wise man once said, "Don't worry, baby. You can't catch that by putting it in your mouth." Oh.
His name was Charlie Sheen. All right, all you IBWIP kateers, we got some special messages for you. So why don't you sit back and listen. Clean out your ear holes and let us fuck them.
Oh, the end of another year is approaching. Have you made your New Year's resolution yet? Mine is to finally wax my taint. It's a goddamn thicket down there.
Love a thick taint.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ivwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, folks, this is the time where I let everybody go pee, but Dustin's going to sit here with me and
hi.
And have my back, so to speak. Don't forget, folks, we have another show on the FCF Network, and that's the song Inside and Out with me.
The podcasting host. God.
I'm in. Right now we have the episode with Joey Henry. It's available, and he discusses the song Kite. It's a very good interview. It's very well worth listening to. And we also have Alex Cicito from the Harm Brothers, episode 15, is coming out, and he talks about The Sky Cracks a Smile.
Looking forward to that one.
That's a good one. And then we got a couple of them coming up. We have Eric Rovey from the Drunken Cuddles. Nice. He's going to come on and talk about his song Glue, and that's going to come out on the 8th of December. And as a special Christmas bonus, Brett Conlin is finally going to come on the song Inside Out and talk about the new album that's actually done.
It's finally happening.
There's an album cover and everything. So look for the song Inside and Out on iTunes, on Stitcher, all of your favorite podcast apps. You know, it's more than just an interview show. We dive deep. And if there's an artist or a song that you want to hear, just send us an email at thesonginsideandout@yahoo.com.
Ricky Martin.
Radio Gaga by Queen. Interview Freddie Mercury.
I can't. He's deceased.
Oh, he was, damn it.
He was gay. That's not why he's deceased, but that's just how
it Well,
I didn't know if you knew. I didn't know if you knew.
Didn't help.
Yeah, it didn't help.
His levels were untraceable. Huh? You got that? Did you get that?
Amy,
you made a song
when
reference.
When he recorded because of his vocal range?
No. His HIV, was the levels were unrecordable. That's what Charlie Sheen's is, unrecordable.
Oh, okay.
God, guys.
Don't you dare compare Charlie Sheen to Freddie Mercury.
Just their
Very
HIV
similar
levels.
Voices.
Freddie Uranus?
And don't forget to go to our sponsor, RockyTopVapor.com, and use promo code IBWIP for 20% off. Hey, I just wanted to talk about Rocky Top Vapor because I don't talk about them enough. I don't think I can ever plug them enough to make up for all the awesome things they did for us. But I had mentioned that there was a podcast fog flavor going to be made. So I got this in the mail. It's a podcast fog, and it's a pomegranate and apple fusion.
That's what you would
green apple?
Kind of asked them for,
it's,
too, right?
It's green apple and pomegranate.
Ooh, that's yummy.
I put some in my beer yesterday. Wasn't a good idea.
No, don't put it in your beer. But this was the letter that I got from the little note I got from Brainy. And look, it's cute. It's cute little stationery.
That stationery is adorable.
Yes. Cute. And they always package, even like they're sending me stuff, and they're still packaging all nice with all, you know. But it says, "Hey Blake, here's your podcasting fog. I haven't tried it yet, but I did make myself some, too. I will keep working on it. Let me know what you think. If it's terrible, you're the only one you only have yourself to blame, LOL."
It's on you.
It's on me. And the first one is, the first round was 75% pomegranate and 25% apple. We need to work on it, but it's still good. So go to RockyTopVapor.com. Check out their two lines. They have the Shocker e-liquid as well as the audio fog. But they also have tanks, mods, tips, anything you can, cotton, anything you need.
Chips, dips, chains, whips.
Yes, they have. I think they do
peeps?
Have those. Huh?
Do they have peeps?
The
peeps, yeah, peeps.
They're not in season.
They don't have
Easter.
Any peeps.
Peeps are not in season. I wonder if they have a peep flavored.
Oh, like a marshmallow. Yeah.
They probably will.
And, you know, we've been down to their store, so we couldn't speak to that before. But if you were in the area, go to the store.
Just
go
there.
To the store. And I got a text message from Michael, our good buddy Michael, the lawnmower man.
Oh, your sweet friend.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? We've been staying in touch.
You are sweet friends.
We have a bromance. But he just had a birthday not too long ago. And so I said, "Hey, happy birthday. Sorry I interrupted it by texting you." He says, "Thanks, man. Just finished listening to the Fuzzy Holds episode, and it was fucking hilarious. That was enough for a birthday present for me. You guys rule." So thanks to Michael. Thanks to Brandy.
No, Michael. You rule.
No, you rule the school. So thanks to those guys. We'll get that. We're gonna get that mixture
just right. You're gonna tweak it just right. And it's gonna take over the nation.
Brandy's a mixologist. She's the best mixologist there is.
If you had your choice of any mixologist on the planet, Blake, who would you choose?
Brandy.
No hesitation.
No hesitation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
People say that.
All right. Well, let's play another game.
Woo!
Let me push the button.
Hey, that's a Queen song.
Play the game.
Let me push the button.
Everybody play the game.
This is definitely not it.
This is not Queen.
Ow!
No.
This is what you have?
Yeah, this is highbrow low end.
Maybe we switched it.
Yeah, I think we did
Make
switch it.
Funky now.
We did switch it.
Because it got dirtier.
It got dirtier.
Do you need to talk about it? Do you guys need to talk about the song change?
Sidebar.
Is that okay?
I don't know.
Change?
Do we? Should we spend
happened?
About 25 minutes talking about it?
No, that's okay. Fine. This is where you have given us things to read.
Everyone, get ready to enjoy. Now, this is where we take a look at literature. It doesn't always. That's not definitely not classy material. I think this is the fourth time we've done it. So the previous three times that we've done this bit is we've looked at the 50 Shades trilogy, and we've picked out some of the more raunchy bits from it. And now we're going to take turns reading it, and just, I don't know, maybe be aroused.
Okay.
Maybe we'll be upset by it, offended. I don't know. We'll see individually how we feel about it.
So well, this is 50 Shades again?
No, this is another, this is something called Willing Victim by Cara McKenna.
Ah, Willing Victim.
So these are, you just Google, like, dirty adult novels. That's what you do.
So I'll read one, and then we'll pass it around. So after the one you read, mark it off so nobody reads it again. And you can do it in a different voice, right? We do it in different voices.
Whatever voice you want, whatever you feel most comfortable getting dirty with.
Silence, please. I'm trying to watch this documentary. Laurel nods at the bachelor. I believe one of the female is about to present to the alpha.
What?
I don't read well. We've established that 6 years ago.
Heather, as a female, how often do you find yourself presenting to a male?
Presenting to a male, like an award?
Phrase just presenting to a male, it just never crosses my mind.
You've never presented yourself to a man?
I've gone, what do you want?
Is that what you say? Is what do you want?
What do you want?
What is presenting?
You don't come out of the bathroom and
hand him an award
and do some kind of
now
Adam Bristol
like at a bar years ago not with Adam because that's your man for life.
Oh, boo-boo.
You guys are locked in. Years ago at a bar or something, if you're trying to attract some of the opposite or even maybe the same sex, I don't know, how do you present?
You do the eye thing where you just like, because I think there's if
come hither okay. the come hither look.
Come, yeah. Come Heather. Heather. It's pretty funny.
That is funny. But no, when you see a guy you like, you give him a good amount of like eye contact, because I think guys are like can pick up on that sort of thing. They just need like a lot of reinforcement, like a lot of positive, like, she really looks like she likes me. So you do the eye contact like for an extended period of time, and then you smile. If it's someone you don't know from across the bar, or if it's someone that you do know, then you talk to them and you tell them.
That's how it worked for Brianna and me.
Yeah.
What if eye contact and a smile. We didn't even talk the first day we saw each other.
What if the first day you saw each other naked?
No. The first day we met, we didn't even talk to each other.
Yes.
What if you just point at the guy? Works. You just point at him with the index finger and then flip the index finger over and then like do the come here.
Come here, lover boy. Yeah,
you can't misinterpret that, right?
No.
Are you going to try it sometime?
Yeah.
I hope I can isolate that.
That sounds fun.
I want to be able to isolate that.
I don't care. Yeah. Why not?
Get over here.
It sounds awesome. Like, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, as men, doesn't it sound exciting?
Oh, yeah. Everybody wins.
Yeah, it's exciting, the idea that you could do something like that.
And I don't have to think about it. I don't have to question it. I just know that, she's giving me that sign. I'm supposed
to think of the confidence that you'll exude, too, doing that.
Don't ruin it with the, like, I just made you come with one finger.
Don't
imagine what I can do.
Don't scratch with the finger. You've got to hit her with the finger.
Don't scratch.
You don't like go fast like it. You just.
I can just imagine.
Okay, I like it.
Why don't you read some pornography?
Wax that tank, girl.
All right. A woman's orgasm is such a fragile thing, dependent as much upon her mind as on her clitoris.
Oh, it's very true. Mm-hmm. I always ask Molly to do algebra problems while we're having sex, so she works her mind.
Stimulates her?
Yep, stimulates her mind.
That's called a mind
fuck.
That's
very funny.
You know,
that's very funny.
I'll tell a joke here. I'll tell you a story about here in a minute.
When the cameras are off?
When the time is right?
Toward the end of the show. That's when you give a little bit more personal.
That's when it gets really raunchy at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Dustin?
All right.
Do it, Justin. Dustin.
Do it, Justin Bieber. Do it.
That gooey stuff inside a Boston cream donut. That's what you smell like. Now I'll get a hard-on every time I eat one.
What the fuck?
How do we go from The Bachelor to come hither to...
Right, what is this story about?
Your pussy smell tasting like a Boston cream pie.
That sounds super dangerous. That sounds warm.
Every
that
time.
Sounds wet. That sounds sticky.
Bacteria-filled.
Yeah.
I just made yogurt in there 2 days ago.
Oh, boy.
I saw something online saying you can make yogurt with your vagina.
Oh, and you're going to try it?
No, I'm not going to try it.
Now, hold on. If you did it, would you eat your own, or would you trade with your friends like trading cards? Like baseball cards or something?
In mason jars. Mason jars. It's like friendship bread. More
how
like.
Much are you
like friendship bread?
I've seen a mason jar.
They use part of your yogurt in order to make their yogurt.
I'm going
to
throw up. I think I'm going to throw up. Just imagining it makes me want to.
I can't imagine one woman producing a mason jar's worth of their own yogurt.
You can get a little. You can get a little mason jar, a little baby jar.
Could you sell that at Whole Foods?
A little jam jar.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway.
Oh, I bet you would sell it at Whole Foods right next to the asparagus.
It's not GMO or whatever.
It probably
it's definitely non-GMO.
Like weightlifters want human breast milk. Maybe they'd want human yogurt. Blake, you have any thoughts about human yogurt?
Can you read, please?
Blake, what would you do if you ate yogurt and then I told you it was made out of my vagina?
I will. We have a bunch of yogurt because remember when I had my what was the medicine I was taking?
Amoxicillin.
Amoxicillin. They were telling me I needed to eat yogurt to get your colon back to square one. So Molly spent like $40 on yogurt in there. I won't touch yogurt. The yogurt is nasty, and I definitely wouldn't eat it from a vagina.
Well, it's not going to be in the vagina. You're not it's going to be placed in a bowl. Yeah. Come on. That's disgusting.
Where's the fruit?
Would you get grossed out if I was drinking a breast milk stout?
No, that'd be cool. No? That'd be cool.
That's where you draw the line.
Drunken Lullabies. Go to fcfnetwork.com.
If you make a breast milk stout, send some and we'll try it on air.
Oh, boy.
Maybe.
All right. Okay.
That was mine, fun.
mine comes from the chapter Vaginal Yogurt. Are you imagining a whole chapter on it?
Yeah,
we got five more
minutes
on this, Blake.
Okay.
Now make yourself come, bitch. And I'll know if you're faking. You make that cut and clutch around my cock, or I swear to God, I'll make you regret it.
There you go, buddy.
Why did I have such a crappy one?
I don't know. You chose first.
Yeah.
We got the counter going now.
You had
the... Right? The C
count?
Yeah,
C count. One.
Ding.
Oh, God. I just have this...
yogurt in the back of your throat?
Yeah.
Throat yogurt.
Hey, let's quit our jobs and fuck all day. Works for me. Think someone will subside... What? See, that's the problem.
Subsidize?
Subsidize that? Maybe we can apply for some kind of research grant, she said. I'm horrible.
They should have gotten in on Masters and Johnson and their sex study that they had.
Episode two.
Episode two of Sex with Heather.
Oh. We're plugging away.
Shamelessly plugging. We've plugged in six lamps by now.
Couch pilots.
What is that?
What are couch pilots?
It's a show where me and Jason watch old pilot TV shows, and then we talk about them and rate them and discuss them in a fashion of an airplane trip.
Right. And if it gets boring, we might do it naked.
There you go.
That sounds fun.
You're just going to describe each other as you're naked. And
that's right. We'll describe each other's naked bodies while eating a bowl of yogurt. We're going to share a mason jar, a couple of straws.
I keep sucking, but I'm not getting anything.
Okay. All right, here we go. All right, I got it. Okay, we've got about 20 minutes before I get mean again. She laughed. Relieved the knife was still young. What are you, some kind of sex werewolf?
Ooh.
I know, it's just some fun banter.
Sex
just
werewolf.
Some fun, like, bed banter.
Sex werewolf, that would be from the pilot episode of Baffled.
Sex werewolf. Do you think that's when, like, a guy like just, like, fully moons a woman, she becomes a sex werewolf? She has to wait for the lunar cycle just for him to drop his drawers.
Is that when she's, like, eating his ass? And technically, that's like the full moon.
The full, that's what the call. That's what's called. Like, you know, you have the sex.
Are you updating your advent calendar, Heather?
Day 5.
The full moon.
Eat that ass. Sex is not wrong. Sex is not dirty. Not even sex in public place with a man you barely know is not. Sex is a gift, a built-in human pleasure, something to enjoy and cherish and utilize. Sex rejuvenates. Sex replenishes. Orgasms are just one more miraculous function our body provides. No more shameful than a sneeze or a beating of our hearts. Liking sex, like a man's hands on me, coming with him, letting him inside me. That doesn't make me dirty.
Very good.
I love that. I don't know,
Stevens
Rakesh or whatever that person's name is.
We got time for one more. Make it count there, big fella.
That's what she said.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, man, there's two good ones. Will you do the last one? I'm going to highlight the last one for
you. Yeah, as long as I can read it.
No. All right.
Unlikely. We'll still try.
Oh, come on. Laurel had gotten plenty of head in her time, but never like this. Flynn fucked her with his mouth.
Nothing like a good Flynn mouth fucking.
Right there. That,
the star one?
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one to go out on.
You tasted so fucking amazing. He brought his head up, and Laurel could see the violent rise and fall of his chest.
Sit on my face, bitch! He said.
That started as cock strong? Yeah. That is a dirty segment.
It's so long. All right, and now we let me get the promo music ready for Heather. This is she just banged.
Oh my!
But I see your truth. Oh yeah.
I only have one ear.
I see your true color.
Fashion.
That's why I love you. Don't be afraid
to let them show. She calls her tits true colors. Let him show
this is
like
violet
a rainbow.
And this is blue.
I can't think about Cyndi Lauper without thinking of Captain Lou Albino.
One time Cyndi Lauper was singing and she had a bird poop in her mouth.
Yeah.
No. It's just true.
That's happened.
That's serious.
It's
about
as lucky so unusual.
So this is called It's Just True.
It's Just True.
And why don't you explain what you do here, Heather?
All right, so It's Just True. This is a game where I'm going to tell you something about yourself that you didn't realize through the art of quiz. So this is the idea. This is how it goes. I'm going to read a question. You're going to give me an answer. And based on your answers, I am going to tabulate what kind of jungle animal you are.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. What's your jungle
animal? Like our,
which jungle animal
are
you?
Yeah, our totem, our spirit animal.
Our vision quest
animal. If you were a jungle animal, this is the jungle animal that you would be.
Now, this is kind of inspired by all the online quizzes that are out
there. Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is like a BuzzFeed thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
this
is
one
gonna
that
tell
she's
you
come
you,
up with.
How, who you are. But this, I came up with this,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I researched, and then I used my research in order to get these questions that are just—they're just true.
Okay.
So that's
hit
the name of the game.
It.
Question one: what's the difference between a house and a home? A, one is spelled H-O-M-E, and one is spelled H-O-U-S-E. B, home is where your heart is. C, homes can be houses or apartments. Houses can be homes, but they cannot be apartments. D, homes have more Yankee candles.
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
C.
C. I need to keep track. Hold on.
Are you sure that matters?
Blake? Yeah, it totally matters. Okay. All right.
I'm going to have to say the Yankee Candle one, just for my own. This is my
Yankee
personal
Candle.
Experience. So that's all a right. D.
That's a D.
I'm a B. Home is where the heart is.
Fact.
Get Biggie out of here.
Right. Question two. How do you feel about Benghazi? A. Who is Benghazi? B. Hillary Clinton is a dirty cheater. And C. You can make a fun mashup costume of Benghazi Top.
I'm going to say Hillary is a cheater.
All right. All right, B.
How do you feel, and then your response is a costume? Yes. Okay. That one. C, please.
C.
I was going to say C, because I was going to say I can't wait for their debut album to drop. It sounds like a post-hardcore band.
About secret and conspiracies. I like it. You want to say C then?
Sure, yes.
Let's do it.
CC Top. Oh, that wasn't Penny. Question three.
Are you kind of getting an idea in your head of what we're all about right now?
Yeah,
are you
starting
to form?
Okay. Based on the options that I have, I'm really creating a picture. I'm putting together.
The algorithm is in motion.
So right now you're analyzing and the little dots going around and around in a circle?
Actually, it's more like pixelated and I can see some of the picture, but I can't fully see it yet.
Oh, it's coming together though. Mm-hmm.
It's like a magic eye thing.
Very much like the pilot episode of Baffled, which we're going to be reviewing. Mm. The same thing happens in that show.
What? Crazy. Weird, actually. Weirdly crazy.
I have two pages of notes about this show.
Did you guys watch it together?
No,
we only have sex together.
Okay, gotcha. Question three. What would you rather jump over? A jump rope. B, a puddle. C, a stick. And D, a candlestick.
A puddle.
Ah, quick. That was a lot of determination in the puddle answer.
I'm going to say puddle as well.
Same here. Mm-hmm. You puddles all around. Who doesn't like puddle jumping?
I'll just kick the fucking stick out of my way.
And then Sesame Street had that puddle hopping song or whatever from back in the day.
Kids in their galoshes.
Yeah.
You guys never wanted to be Jack jumping over candlesticks?
Nah.
No, that seems dangerous.
I didn't.
That seems dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I think with jumping over puddle, even if you don't flame make it, retardant. You still win.
Yeah, you beat the puddle.
That's right.
I got it.
Stop, drop, and roll.
It was good, Dustin.
Yeah.
Question four, I think, is really going to be the defining moment.
Oh, okay.
Pay attention.
Where would you run to if you could run for 300 miles? A, Des Moines, Iowa. B, St. Louis, there and back. C, an hour outside of Rochester, Minnesota.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Some of them have D, some of them don't.
St. Louis,
how life works.
St. Louis and back.
St. Louis and back.
Yep, I get the full experience. I get to sleep in my own bed.
Des Moines, my grandma's buried there.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's not true.
I'd go to Minnesota because I haven't been to any breweries up there.
Ooh, there you go. Thinking about the podcast.
Exactly.
Huh? Well, lullabies.
There's actually a pilot episode done of my grandma's burial. So jump over I was thinking puddles. About my podcast too.
On the way.
Always thinking. All right, question five, and this is our final question.
Ooh.
Which one of these makes your mouth water? A, Dreamsicle Pickle. B, Banana Land. C, yogurt. Butterscotch Tape.
I'm going to say Butterscotch Tape because I couldn't do the other
thing. You mark me down for Banana Land.
I'll say C because I don't like bananas.
All right.
What if you had 99 of them? Would you like that?
No. That's 99 too many.
All right. Based on your answers, I have come up with your animals.
Okay.
Wow.
Dustin,
you're a Peruvian giant yellow-legged centipede.
Cool.
Wikipedia states that your species is found in various places in South America and the Caribbean, where it preys on a great variety of animals, including bats. You are an insect, and you eat fucking bats.
Good.
That really says something about your ability to take on large tasks and chomp them with your big-ass pincer teeth, like you didn't write a 10-page report for work in 2 hours. Friends probably call you when they need your ruthless edge. You're probably a complete basket case, too. Having all that power makes you paranoid and anxious as hell. Basic science. Chomp, 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 you a badass.
It's like you're staring deep into my core. I feel all vulnerable and exposed right
this
now.
This is why I like our quizzes, because I can see those things in you.
I'm wearing a fucking bat t-shirt because
true.
I eat them, bitches.
Right.
She's got you dead to rights.
Yep.
What is Jason's jungle animal?
Oh, please be a good
Jason,
one.
Jason, you're a capybara.
Aw, you little capybara.
CuriosityAroused.com explains the capybaras are the largest rodents in the world. You're a 200-pound love bug.
That's right.
Being a herbivore, your nature is gentle and chill as hell. You put 3 dishes in the dishwasher instead of hand washing them. You don't care. You have a minimum of 5 frozen pizzas in your freezer, and you still choose to get takeout for convenience. You probably got delivery pizza. You don't give a fuck. Capybara country, let your fat ass fly.
Yeah, that's nailed it.
That was good.
All right.
What was it called again?
A capybara. Very, oh, it's really cute.
This sounds cute.
It sounds very cute. Blake.
Oh, God.
You're an okapi. ConservationInstitute.org describes the okapi as an animal that looks part zebra and part giraffe and lives in the rainforest in the northeast region of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Just like the okapi, you may not know exactly what style to go with, and that's okay. Okapi are known to be shy, so you can keep your freaky ass hidden away in your apartment. People probably think you're endearingly adorable in a way comparable to that big fat kid in The Blind Side. He sure was good at football, but he was kind of a poor conversationalist. But maybe you'll save someone from a car accident. I don't know. You're sweet.
Aw, thank you.
I didn't see that movie.
Very good, Heather. Always, thank you. Always great.
Wow, true. Very good.
Oh, and that's not
that's
your music.
That's not the song. But I see your
true. It's just true, you guys.
She's the one that sees her true colors. She's the one that sees them all right.
But seriously, she did, like, get poop in her mouth.
They say getting pooped on by a bird is good luck, so getting it in your mouth, that's like, that's really, really lucky, right?
It's like Japan,
right?
How like if Godzilla tears down that
section
of the
video?
City.
Is that where you're going with this?
No, Godzilla, if they tear down that part of the city, then it's supposed to bring good luck to that part of the city.
Oh.
So you like want Godzilla to destroy you in movies.
I don't think that's right.
No, it is right.
That seems
like
counterproductive.
In the past, if in the movie he destroyed it, then that part of the...
It's supposed to bring like
really?
Wealth. To, yeah, and he's also like the ambassador for like tourism. in Japan, and someone had to like accept his award.
You are blurring the lines of reality.
It's like another dimension.
Gojira.
It's just true.
Gojira.
That's it.
Gojira.
Are you ready for a release schedule?
Sure.
Okay. Episode 225, Glorified Bikini Club, is now available. Episode 226, Pickle Chips, is now available. And episode 228, our next episode, inevitably titled The Expanding Manta Ray, will be available on Friday, December 11th. And don't forget, Friday, December 4th, is Santa's List Day. This marks the last day that Santa checks his list before he makes his legendary rounds on the 25th. After that, all bets are off, ladies. Also, on December 4th is National Cookie Day. It's me and Fred Durst today. Both of us, of course, did it all for the cookies, and we regret nothing.
Hey, I'm impressed that you knew that was a separate one, even though it didn't have a little squiggly mark by it.
What?
On here, it did not have a little squiggly mark.
I usually
mark.
Don't.
Oh.
I usually just hit Alt-Enter.
Oh, okay.
Right. I know how to read.
I hit Alt.
But thanks.
So within the confines of the same cell, you can move down a space.
Oh, okay, got it.
That and much more on Couch Pilots.
Oh, are these on Excel?
You bet your ass it is.
Oh, hell yeah.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, like that weird letter we got earlier, so we have something to write home about. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes. Tell a friend. Help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, then plug your ears and go, la, 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 la.
Very good.
It's pretty funny.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
You done did good. Thanks.
It's pretty good.
Thanks, Paul.
Boy, usually we wind down here, but I'm just getting amped up. You know why I'm getting amped up?
Why?
FCF. Network.com. It's happening. It's happening while we're talking.
It's yeah.
Full
it's, cheese frontal? It's full frontal nudity. No, it's all in like Donkey Kong. As of right now, the website is up.
Free corn Fritos.
The podcasts are available at iTunes.
Fucking cornflakes.
Stitcher. Google Music.
I know. Spotify. I got so excited when you sent me the email today that this podcast was already up.
Yeah,
I even went to the Libsyn site and hit play just to make sure it worked.
Yeah,
and it did.
So we are all speed ahead. And
GoFundMe over.
GoFundMe is over.
We didn't meet our goal, but we got real close, and we wrote a fat
thanks for all those who helped.
Thanks to everyone who helped. We wrote a fat little check to Children's Hospital.
Yeah, I have the letter.
It's the first piece of mail
they
we've gotten.
Us a letter.
Yep. Address
well,
to FCF
it.
Network.
Yeah, and it says Mr. Blake Clayton, FCF Network.
We're official.
You want me to read a little
yeah.
bit?
We're philanthropists.
We exist now.
Yeah, oh, we have our first official tax.
Dear right FCF.
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to read Dear Mr. Clayton, children are more than just little versions of adults.
Nope.
They have special needs and concerns, and when children are ill or injured, they need a special hospital. We understand that a visit to the hospital is scary enough for an adult, and is even more terrifying for a child. We have designed the Children's Hospital of Illinois with just one thing in mind, our patients, our children. On behalf of our entire Children's Hospital family, we'd like to say thank you for your partnership. Your generous donation of $120 to the Children's Hospital of Illinois allows us to carry out this mission and will aid us in continuing to give special care for special people. 100% of this donation will stay in our community to support the many programs and services offered at the Children's Hospital. It will help enhance the environment of family-centered care accomplished by the most medically advanced equipment and talented medical staff available. Your generous act of philanthropy will make a difference in the lives of our patients, their families, and the Children's Hospital caregivers who lovingly devote themselves to providing special care to special people every day. Thank you. Sincerely, Teresa Murphy. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to give 200, but 120 is not bad.
Right. No, yeah. Every little bit helps. And I find it weird that I can't read pornography without messing up, but I can read a whole letter about...
You read philanthropy with minimal
yeah.
difficulty.
It only took you three times.
Twice.
Yeah.
No, but anyway.
And the first one was it was more of a small step.
It was a hiccup.
Like a small humble.
So thank you to all the people that donated to the show.
Oh, and if you're feeling guilty that you didn't donate in time, hit us up on
the
PayPal.
Yeah, we have a donate button at the top of FCF Network. So click on that and give us some cash. This is
$5.
All these shows are free, but it does cost to get them out there.
Yeah, treat it as a pay as you exit type of strategy.
Yeah,
you know?
Why not?
We had as little donated as $10, which was great, all the way up to the $200 donation from Rocky Top Vapor for their raffle. Yeah. The raffle that they did.
That's right.
We are going to start accumulating all the list of all the people that we owe stuff to, and we'll get those out. We took some pictures. We are signing Fakakta Comedy posters.
Bingo.
So thank you to everybody. It was super awesome. Heather, quickly, what is your show for anybody that didn't listen to any of the plugs?
Sex with Heather is all about sex and how weird it is. And I'm also, mostly it's about me and a Heather plant chatting about sex. And getting to know each other, because it's more than a podcast, it's a conversation.
Right, and the first episode, as of right now, is out and it's available. You play the guitar.
I do play the guitar.
You sing a song that you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It's freaking insane. It was awesome.
I think comes in about 5.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Count was at 5. It was hard to put that in the show notes, but hey, iTunes says.
Did I say C count?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, good.
Dustin.
Yeah.
NPC.
You're doing a podcast?
Yeah, it's called Drunken Lullabies, haven't been paying attention today. Our first episode comes out in 2 days on December 6th, if you're listening to this on the day this is released. Otherwise, you can download it the same day. It's me and my friend Blake Szymanski, and we sit down with some friends of ours. On our first episode, we actually have the bottle cap kid, Jason.
Yep.
You can listen to him get drunk.
Oh, come on.
And we sit down and we review some different beers, and we play some music from bands we think you will enjoy that are up and coming, and we want you to be in with the cool kids before they break big, and you can be like, I knew about that band because of Drunken Lullabies.
You know, and it's
and we have a drinking game, so you can get drunk while you listen along with us.
Yeah, and these guys know a lot about craft beer, so if you're into craft beer, this is awesome to find out about new beers and stuff.
All about pumpkin, the first episode.
But if you don't like, if you're not a big into craft beer, it's a good.
It's still funny.
It's still funny to get your toes wet, and plus great music.
So. There's a lot of good information. They're knowledgeable about it too.
Right.
It's not just dudes drinking beer saying, I like that beer.
I don't like that drunk.
They know what they're talking about, yeah.
Talking about hopscotch and all that.
And Jason, what do you have in the what fire do you have in the
You are in my fire with me.
Come on, baby. Light my fire.
go to FCF Network. Take the FCF Network pledge, okay? Watch Couch Pilots. Watch it on your computer screen and listen to it. We Blake and I sit down and we watch weird old pilot TV shows that never really made it to air or were canceled, probably when they should have very early on. And we just kind of break it down. We watch weird crap and talk about it, and I think you're going to like it.
And S&M Radio with our buddy Shannon, it's the horror show podcast. They review horror movies and talk about horror movies. Oh, I didn't know what I was like.
No, I'm just Snapchatting you're around.
Showing me a picture of Adam's penis or something.
Oh, yep, that's a picture of Adam's penis.
I
just showed all the people on
this. I was like,
wait
to go, Heather.
Nice.
He's nice. No, but check out S&M Radio. Also, IBWIP is available on there, as well as the song Inside and Out. We think we have a good thing going. We think this is going to really do well. And so we've got a variety of shows.
Six of them.
We've already been contacted about some more being added, but we want to get these six going. We want somebody to come to fcfnetwork.com, and they can find a show that they like, they're interested in, and hopefully they'll check out the other ones as well. So, yeah,
absolutely.
And if you want us to have a TV channel, contact your TV channel running friends, and we would be more than happy to run a TV channel.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. That's new to me.
It'll have to be a paid subscription mode because we operate Blue.
Yeah, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And a special thanks to Molly because she has
tolerated.
Yeah. She has tolerated
up with
a lot of time when I should have been spending with family or whatever, or her or something. But she knows this is our passion. She knows everybody's put a lot of work into it. So she's been really cool about it. So thank you very much.
Hey, what? Your second passion. She should be your first passion. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Did I say it was my first passion? I just said it was one of my passions.
You just said your passion. Singular.
I can have a lot of passions.
I'm trying to help you here.
She's my first passion.
Okay, good.
Where do I fall in there?
Listen, I'm not going to number each one of you guys.
Number me.
Number us.
As you can tell in my letter to Santa, I want us all to be wonderful. So that's all I got. Thank you very much, folks, for checking out IBWIP. And please check out FCF Network. We've put a lot of work into it, and it's super awesome. And the quality of shows that we're giving you are awesome, and that is what is most important.
The first snow has fallen, and that can mean only one thing. My neighbor Alice will be breaking her hip soon. Get well soon, Alice!
You gonna show everyone your new vape trick?
Yeah, I'll try it.
You can put the smoke on the table and then blow it up like a tornado.
What? No! You ruined it. You're the worst.
Do it. Do it.
She's so unimpressed.
The look on her face is like, I don't fucking care.
She's like, I give you permission to do it now.
No. Now the moment's gone.
I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to kill it.
He was so proud of that.
Do it.
And it just now you're now do you're, it. You're do basically it, like. You, the look on your face is like, okay, douchebag, do this.
You took the reindeer glitter out of his eyes.
He shouldn't put glitter in his eyes. It's a bad choice.
Glitter is the
yeah welcome.
One problem at a time.
All right, here we go.
Breathing in deep, slowly exhaling on the table where the cloud production finds a home, spreads out evenly, reverse karate chop, boom.
It started.
Ooh, multiple little tornadoes.
Yeah. It was
not bad.
It was like 2 years ago, just multiple tornadoes. Just
what kind of trick you gonna do, huh?
What are you gonna do? Just put a bunch of smoke and make a tornado, you...
There's like a million pussy. Tricks, and she nailed it with the first guess.
That's because you posted it on Facebook like 3 days ago.
Oh, did you? It was pretty cool.
It was on Snapchat, maybe, but I think you sent it to me.
No, I posted it.
Oh, okay.
What is that episode called?
Yeah, we
I did not
figure. I didn't write anything.
I got
either.
Some stuff written down.
Cheap seller. Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're gonna find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you gotta lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.